Hello.
Hello. I'm calling from National Opinion Service, and I am conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, blog, or television station?
No.
No. All right. Thank you so much. And first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling on yourself. You're on your cell phone, so we'll make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time.
Can you hold on for a second?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. All right, go ahead.
All right, thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
A black African American.
Thank you so much. What is your age?
68.
Okay, thank you so much. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you so much. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you so much. And what's the reason you rated your motivation to vote at 10 extremely motivated?
Because my ancestors died for the right to vote.
Thank you so much. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Okay. Thank you so much. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as President of the United States?
Approve of some things, disapprove of others. So if you're going to make me do a black or white answer, I'm going to have to say approve.
What would you say that is that strongly approve, or somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you so much. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I don't know. I think they're staying about the same.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are most important to them when considering who to vote for in the upcoming elections for Congress and President. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important a voting issue it is for you. Use a 10 if it is the most important, 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. And the first one says lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs.
What are my options again?
Oh, yeah. On this case, you can, you may select from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you. For example, 0, it means that it's not important at all for you. 5, somewhat important. And 10, it is the most important. You may select any number between 0 and 10.
8.
Thank you so much. And improving K through 12 public school education.
5.
Thank you so much. Raising taxes on big corporations and the wealthy to make sure they pay their fair share.
7.
Thank you so much. Expanding treatment and rehab services for victims of opioids and fentanyl.
Providing treatment service from victims of opiates and fentanyl.
Yeah.
Six.
Six. Thank you so much. Reducing crime and violence.
Seven.
Seven, thank you. Addressing the Black maternal health crisis by ensuring quality maternal care before, during, and after birth?
Nine.
Nine, thank you. And protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
Nine.
Nine, thank you so much. All right. Thank you so much. And, well, and thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the election should be most about? You may choose two options on this case. I'm going to read you the first one. Combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, tackling inflation and improving the economy, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable, bringing in new leaderships and making change with the first woman of color president, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality for being enrolled black, rolled back, stopping our hard fought for rights and freedoms from being rolled back. You may choose two.
Stopping our hard fought rights and freedoms from being rolled back. Is that what you said?
Yeah, yeah.
So that would be one.
Yeah,
all
one
right. And then, could you read the choices again?
Yeah, sure. Combine the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, tackling inflation and improving the economy, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable, bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president, and stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back.
I think that that's hard. I think I'll pick that. I think I picked keeping women's rights from being rolled back.
All right. Thank you so much. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. And the first one is Joe Biden.
Seventy-five,
thank you so much. J.D. Vance?
Fifty.
Kamala Harris?
80.
Thank you. Jill Stein?
Who?
Jill Stein?
Don't know who that is.
Okay, thank you. Republicans in Congress?
How do I feel about Republicans in Congress? 30.
30. Thank you so much. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
10.
Thank you. Donald Trump?
10.
Thank you. Michelle Obama?
5.
5. Thank you so much. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and candidates were...
You're starting to break up a lot. I don't know what's going on, but you're breaking up.
I'm sorry?
You're breaking up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Your audio is breaking up.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I don't know. Do I hear? Do you listen to me well right now?
Yeah, your audio is breaking up. Your voice is like going in and out, and like it's vibrating or fluctuating or something. I don't know if you got a bad mic or what.
Well, actually, I don't know, but I'm sorry about that. It's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, independent Jill Stein, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Kamala Harris, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Kamala Harris.
For whom? I'm sorry?
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, thank you so much. And generally speaking, if the election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
The Democratic candidate.
Thank you. As you may have heard, President Biden has decided not to return for president in 2024 and has endorsed his vice president, Kamala Harris, to be the Democratic Party candidate for president. Next, we'd like to ask whether you agree or disagree with a few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party's candidate for president. For each, please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement. And the first one is, I am excited to have the chance to vote for a black woman for president. Would you say that you strongly agree, or somewhat agree, or somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with this statement?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. And even if Kamala Harris becomes a president, nothing will really get better for most black women in America. Are you agree or disagree with this statement?
I somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree, thank you. And I am worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of sexist attacks against her because she is a woman. She's a woman.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you so much. Just before to continue, let me tell you that we have completed the 61% of the survey. I really thank you so much for your time. And I will try to be the brief as possible. Thank you so much. And now, I would like to read you what some issues and concerns others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed in their community. For each, please tell me who you think would be better at handling these issues, Kamala Harris or Donald Trump. And the first one is, gender inequality and fighting the threats to policies that address it. Do you think that Harris can make it better or Trump?
Harris.
And is that somewhat better or much better?
Much better.
Thank you. Securing our borders? Do you think that Kamala Harris or Trump can do it better?
Kamala Harris.
And do you think that is somewhat or much better?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms?
Kamala Harris.
Is that much better or somewhat better?
You mean as far as like to try to stop the Supreme Court from rolling back rights and freedom or putting judges on there that's going to roll back rights and freedom? Is that what that, what's that question again?
Yeah.
Kamala Harris. Absolutely. Kamala Harris would be much better at that.
Much better. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll fight for people like you. Do you think that Harris or Trump can do it better?
Oh, definitely Harris.
And is that much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you so much. Next, I'm going to read to you some reasons others have given for why it is important to turn out and vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means there is a very convincing reason to vote, 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it's a not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number between 0 and 10. And the first one says, extremist conservatives have taken control of the courts in this country, and now we are facing the consequences. In the last few years, the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade versus Wade, struck down affirmative action, rolled back large parts of the Voting Rights Act, rejected student loan forgiveness, and now they have even expanded presidential immunity for crimes. The Supreme Court has real impact on our lives, and these judges are appointed directly by the political leaders we elect. We must vote to put a check on these out-of-control courts trying to roll back our rights. How convincing is this statement for you on a scale from 0 to 10?
Kamala Harris, yeah, that's 10. That's an issue. That's a 10. That's an important issue, yeah.
All right, thank you. And now, there are too many guns on our streets and too many in the hands of those who shouldn't have them. This must change. But instead of banning all assault weapons, supporting background checks and making it harder for those who shouldn't have a gun to keep them, some politicians are actually working to make it easier to get weapons of war. We don't have to live this way. We have the power to change it with the power of our vote. We can defeat politicians who care more about the gun lobby than protecting our communities. If we want to make our community safer, we must vote for those who will get the guns off our streets. How convincing is this statement for you from 0 to 10?
6.
A 6. Thank you so much. Well, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you now. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you so much. I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps for each. Please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. TikTok?
Who?
TikTok?
You mean, have I used it, meaning have I watched a TikTok video? Is that what you mean?
Or have I
created a TikTok video? What do you mean?
Let me tell you again the introduction. I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps. For each, please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days.
Are you saying have I viewed them or have I used them? What are you saying? What word was that, viewed or used?
Used.
Okay. All right. I guess it means the same thing. All right. Yeah. Go ahead. Read them.
Oh, yeah. TikTok?
Yes.
Yes. Twitter?
No.
No. Facebook?
Yes.
YouTube?
Yes.
Instagram?
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Master's degree.
Master's degree. All right. Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Unmarried.
Thank you so much. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? As urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Aside from weddings and funerals on average, how often would you say you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Never.
Never. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal, all right. And this is the last question. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Employed, retired or disabled, unemployed, a student, homemaker?
Retired.
Sorry. All right. In that way, we have concluded the survey. I really thank you so much for your time and for your help. And, well, I hope you have a wonderful day.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night. Goodbye.